Hey there, everybody. John Conley coming to you from the campground at Sun and Fun 2013 here in Lakeland, Florida. Today is Thursday, day three of the show, the second day that I'm at the show. So I'm here at the campground right now where everybody is camping. Mike Ladd, Dave Allen from Other People's Airplanes. We're here with Larry Overstreet. So there's a ton of people over here camping with us. But I am here right now. It is the afternoon of Thursday, and I would have got one of these out to you last night, but we drove from Baltimore, Maryland down to Sun and Fun overnight Tuesday night. I left at about 6:30 after working full-day work. Got down here around 10 and then worked with Other People's Airplanes to do the live streaming yesterday and some other things. So no episode from yesterday, but I may do another one of these tonight for you guys, hopefully with some other people. But it's just me right now. I'm in the campground, just kind of waiting for everybody to get back. So far, this is my first trip to Sun and Fun. I'd never been able to make it down here before. I've been trying for about 3 years. So finally glad to have gotten down here. And there are some helicopters going overhead. Right over. Oh, yeah. It's like an Apache, I think. Oh, yeah. I love air shows. So this is my first Sun and Fun. Like I said, I've been trying to get down here for 3 years. And got in around 10 o'clock yesterday. Had enough time to set up my tent before I was shipped off to the radio station to start learning how to help edit over there. So I was doing some of that. And then David Allen, Other People's Airplanes, came by, picked me up. And we went and did a live show out in Vintage. They're doing live shows with Other People's Airplanes every afternoon, usually around 3:30. And that was a blast. That was the first time I'd seen his new setup doing live shows. And let me tell you, this guy's got a lot of freaking gear. So we did that. And then came back. We had a social media meetup yesterday that was had some food and beer and just got to talk to everybody and see everybody again. It's been nice. I tell you what, you know, I love coming to air shows for the airplanes. But now I come for all the people. I know everybody says this, but I really do come to hang out with everybody, and it is a blast getting to see everybody that I only see once or twice a year. So I really love coming down to these things. So we had a lot of socializing last night, got to meet a few new people, finally got to meet Will Hawkins, who is part of the Pilots Fight Podlog, and also the one who's doing a pilot story. I'm sure we're going to make some people jealous here, but we did actually get to see one of the more final cuts of the movie. I can tell you that it was ridiculously awesome, and you are going to love it when you get to see it. And that pretty much is what wrapped up my night yesterday, was watching that movie, and it was great. Almost got interrupted by a nice thunderstorm that came through, kind of grazed us by, which was nice, but it worked out pretty well. It didn't do too much. Didn't hit us directly on. Everyone's looking at 4Flight. It's kind of funny. You come to a pilot convention, everyone's got an iPad or an iPhone, and they're always looking at 4Flight, seeing what the weather's going to do. And yeah, everybody's looking it up and kind of like, hey, we're trying to watch this thing outside with a projector, and wind's starting to pick up, and they're looking at the radar like, okay, this isn't going to be good. But we ended up getting kind of shipped off into Mike Ladd's motorhome that he has down here, which was awesome of him to let us finish that in there. And we got to finish it while it rained. And by the time it was done, rain was gone, and we were able to come back out. And everybody kind of had a lot of fun last night talking to everybody. It was probably at that point that I officially crashed after over 40 hours without any sleep. Yeah, so that's pretty much how my day zero, I'm sorry, that'd be day one and a half, I don't know what you want to call it. It was 40 hours of a day for me, but that's how my first Sun and Fun, day at Sun and Fun went. I got to see Vintage, the radio station, and the campground, and that's about it. Got to see a little bit more today. I haven't actually gone out to where the airplanes are, but I've seen all the vendor areas and all that stuff. Got a chance to walk around for a little bit on my way to the radio station and back. I may go get to do some more later. Did get to see some of the show, and I'll definitely have some more for you later. And here he comes. He's coming back. Hang on, I got it. I don't know if they're doing rides or what, because it looks like people are hanging out the side of that helicopter. So anyways, yeah, definitely more of these to come. Stay tuned. Should have them out every day. Like I said, I may do another one today. I may not. No decision yet on that. Depends on how much time I get. But just want to go ahead and give you kind of a flavor of what it's been like. I really haven't been here for long enough to give you too much of an update. I haven't really seen enough of the show to give you that either. So hopefully I'll get some more done this afternoon for that. But anyways, this is John Conway coming to you from Sun and Fun 2013, and this is Quick Cast 1 from Sun and Fun Flyin'.